Well, as we ramp up for 2010, Jeff Pettis of the Agricultural Research Service also gives us a wrap-up of this year's findings regarding colony collapse disorder.
We have made progress in the past year, but we're nowhere near solving the problem.
Pettis says that he cannot point to a particular gem this year, but there has certainly been some advancements.
We're beginning to understand how some of these things interact. We're beginning to understand synergism between certain pesticides and fungicides that could be affecting bee health. We have a gut parasite that we know has been around affecting bee health for some time and how it may interact and not be acting alone. So there's some parts in there that build on each other that, taken together, help us and guide us in the future research.
And in what direction is that research leading them?
We think, in fact, that there's probably multiple causes, that it's a couple of factors coming together to cause these rapid die-offs of bees. Something I'm calling a primary stress, things like poor nutrition or pesticide exposure, and then the combination of that with pathogens, viruses, bacteria, and things, that combination being deadly.
And Pettis does admit that finding answers to the fatal honeybee disease has been quite a challenge.
It's still a little frustrated that we haven't been able to actually recreate the symptoms by doing certain things to the colony and witnessing the collapse. But we're still getting reports from the field that these things are occurring, and we're still investigating those reports.
All of this was reported in USDA's recently released progress report regarding colony collapse disorder. Julie McPeak with Southeast AgNet.